from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
It's 6 o'clock on Dukes and Bell, the number one sports talk show in Atlanta for your ride home.
Oh, snap. No, they didn't. A boneless rib sandwich.
Brought to you by Finley Roofing. We've got you covered.
Atlanta's most trusted and recommended roofer.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Having a great day here at Hooters Mall of Georgia location. Guys up here for Falcons training camp today as we were at practice. And then the Falcons hit the road and head down to Miami. Guys were asking us here, again, what to expect as far as the starters are concerned. When you say offensive line or defensive line, Mike, that's different
right.
than skill guys, right? Position players. Like, I don't need to see Drake London for 4 series.
Right.
We know what he can do. If he's out there for a series, great. Kyle Pitts coming off the injury, Mike, to be honest with you, I don't want to risk it.
Right.
You know, that's kind of where I'm at. But there are guys that I do think are going to see a lot more playing time, you know, in this preseason game, in the second preseason game, than in the third. In the third preseason game, I'm not playing anybody.
No, that's basically just trying to, you know, round out your special teams and your 53rd round man roster, who's going to be on the practice squad and all that. But I'm with you. I just want to see all these dudes we drafted, all the guys in the third round, second round, like Ruka, want to see what Braylon Trice can do. You know, J.T. Bertrand was on with Andy Randad today at Notre Dame.
Yep.
You know, he played special teams at Notre Dame before he became a starter there, then became a team captain. But, yeah, man, certainly waiting to see if some of these guys are going to be able to step it up. And, you know, defense, bro, pass rush, get it from somewhere.
That's right.
And if we're going to use – I think Jimmy Lake wants to use a lot of guys, all NFL teams. Yes, you have your signature pass rushers, and you all know those guys are household names, but you're using a bunch of guys to get after the quarterback.
You are. And for us, I mean, there are some areas that need to be answered. No, it's a no, Mike. The the proposed trade that you talked about earlier with Ayuk is basically fake news.
Yeah, well, again, we did tell you guys. A lot of guys saw it and sent it to us, and we said, you got to look first off, what is the source? And sometimes, like, there's official team, you know, fan websites, and then there's, hey, this is Al Schwarzky. I live over in, you know... in Sharon, Pennsylvania, and I got my own website. And it was a story that Brandon Ayuk was going to get traded to the Steelers, and then somebody else picked up on it, but it's a fugazi. There's nothing there just yet.
Yeah, Jordan Schultz.
I mean, look, it makes perfect sense, but you got to make it work in the cap space, and you got to create room. You got to give him a monster contract, and maybe San Francisco would want a first-round pick if they want to trade him at all.
Jordan Schultz says, there is currently no trade in place for all-pro wide receiver Brandon Ayuk to the Steelers. So, again, and this is why I rarely run with anything from
right.
anybody can be. And stuff. But with that said, it does make sense, but it's not true. All right.
Hey, another thing that dropped today, we were talking about this earlier in the show in the dog report. Jim Harbaugh and Michigan and a lot of guys who coach with Jim Harbaugh all going to get, looks like, some show cause penalties from the NCAA. The guy from FBI, Shamar Moore, he's going to, looks like, that's, he's going to get fired.
That's a different
thing.
It's a different black guy.
Okay. But anyway, the coach, give me some
Harbaugh.
More.
Oh. Love you, man.
We love you too, bro. But apparently they really went after the scene stealing and the signals and getting the calls from the offense. Carl, they did it at a level that the NCAA says it warrants a heavy, heavy penalty. And we played some of the sound we heard earlier, Jim Harbaugh, saying that he doesn't never lie, never cheat, never steal. Of course, his father was a coach who instilled these values in him.
Who's got it better than us?
But
nobody.
But here's the deal. Somebody on your staff got this information. The information was disseminated, and you strike me as a guy who kind of knows everything that's going on with your football team. So all of a sudden, you just got this magical way to decipher what other teams are going to be doing on offense. You know, I mean, where'd that information come from? So he says that I've preached the lesson to the teams I've coached. No one's perfect. If you stumble, you apologize. You make it right. And Jimbo ends with, today I do not apologize. I didn't participate. Wasn't aware. Wasn't complicit with those allegations. So for me, it's back to work and attacking with an enthusiasm unknown to mankind.
Translation. My big check in L.A. is going to cash.
And by the way, can we just translate this to real speak? Hey, Michigan, I got you your national championship. Ohio State will claim it's tainted from here till eternity. They're never taking it away. The NCAA didn't have the horses to do that.
Handle it.
So some of the coaches are going to get in trouble, and that's all she wrote.
I said, you know, look. Do I think Harbaugh at some point was told, hey, coach, this might be something we're doing? He may have, but I also think he probably said, get out of my office. I don't want to know.
Right.
Because the head coach doesn't need to know everything that's going on when his assistants are allegedly involved as deep as they were with this, Mike. And I think that is just plausible deniability.
Right.
When it comes to – he may not – to his point, he's like, I didn't know what they were doing. I had no idea.
The coaches just got together like a sewing circle. I didn't know what they were doing in those rooms.
But the more the head coach knows, then the more liable he becomes. Right. And I think at the end of the day, this is one of the big reasons he left. We can talk about the Charger job.
Get out of town ahead of the posse.
I think this is a big reason why he left. So,
but the thing is, we used to debate all the time. And, you know, the Deflategate crap, there's certain things that doesn't matter to me. The Spygate stuff, because the NFL destroyed the evidence.
Yeah.
And then the Bill Belichick. Dare we say the most organized coach ever in the history of the NFL, or other than maybe Vince Lombardi?
I agree.
And you're telling me that they're going to go through all this stuff if there wasn't an advantage to be gained? That's why it always irked me about, you know, the Spygate thing was a legitimate walkthrough. All the players who would come to his aid, oh, there was nothing to see here. Then why'd they do it? Why'd the Patriots dedicate those man hours to do it? Michigan put a lot of work in, a lot of money. This guy infiltrated another team's sideline to get Michigan State play calls.
It's crazy. Do you think it helped them? This is the question. Do you think it helped them win a national championship?
I think it didn't help them, Pete, beat the better teams the years they were doing it.
Okay.
And I think that their defense, you pointed this out, it was such a great defense.
It was.
But, you know, to be honest, you know, they couldn't beat TCU 2 years ago. Probably should have been the national championship there. And I thought they did a really good job against Alabama in that semifinal game. They had an amazing game plan for Michael Penix in Washington.
They did.
They made Michael Penix look really, you know, really human after looking like a superstar. So, but they did. But at that point, the cat was out of the bag. They couldn't obviously go to any of the stuff that gave them an advantage. So they kind of won it fair and square. They ironically didn't win a national championship when they did have the edge.
Yeah. I'd like to take this chance to apologize
to absolutely nobody. One of my favorite all-time sound bites.
Conor McGregor.
Yeah, 404-726-0929. By the way, but this is gonna linger over him. Now, he's an NFL coach, and you know he doesn't have to answer these questions every day. He would if he was at Michigan. The pressure would be on. He probably would have had to resign at some point, Mike. But now he doesn't have to do jack. And this is typical. Never lie. Never cheat, never steal. This is so typical.
Jim Harbaugh, I believe in truth, justice, and the American way. Okay. Yeah, I mean, you did it. And, you know, the way that they get into this, but the funny stuff I love is the coach didn't realize. And remember that when the story broke last year that Venmo, if you don't have the privacy setting, everybody can read your stuff and see what you're spending money on. But, yeah, they went to such great lengths. That's where you feel, well, there's more than one guy. More than one guy is a conspiracy. And you're telling me Harbaugh has not an idea? Because that's where it comes down to. Hey, coach,
I think it was a conspiracy this investigation.
He's talking to his defensive assistants. How's the game plan coming? Good. Real good. We have some extra information we're going to utilize. We think we have an idea on how everything Ohio State does. Those are the guys that are going to have the mean on for this.
Oh, yeah.
Ohio State's going to say, Harbaugh beat us. Yeah, I've got a 3-year losing streak to Michigan, but they were cheating. You know, but Ohio State didn't play clutch against those guys.
No, they didn't. But, you know, I don't know. Part of me is like, again, if I showed you everything that I do, you don't know when in
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. to be.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ready to expand your financial game? NerdWallet can coach you on smart strategies like choosing investments, finding your next credit card, and setting a budget that works for you. Score major points towards your summer vacation by learning expert tips for choosing a high-yield savings account and how to build wealth by investing in index funds. Slide into summer with smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app. Future you will thank you.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
The game, I'm going to do
right, it. Right, you just got to stop it.
You still have to stop it. At the end, it still comes down to players making plays. And here's the thing. I know that there are guys who are smart enough to listen that say, okay, Dukes, that may be true. But there are tendencies. And in games, in third down, short situations, this formation, this is what you like to do. If I know that, Mike, then right. I can defend that. In that particular situation, I hear you. I get it. Mm. But I don't know. Here's what we'll never know, unless somebody cops to it. How much did it help them win the national championship? And here's the thing. Georgia fans, you don't have to worry about this.
You beat them.
You
beat them in the Orange Bowl.
You don't have to worry about it. Like there's never been any hint whatsoever, any inkling to something like this happening at Georgia. Once this came out, we laughed about it because this dude had fake mustaches on, disguises and hats and stuff on the sideline. But now when you start saying the NCAA, a lot of people knew about this. And there was you said there were 50-some-odd text messages deleted from
the
now head coach of the of Ohio
from
State?
From the NCAA.
From Michigan?
The NCAA investigation. So that's where they're saying, look, you know, there's obviously
why are you deleting your text messages,
correct. Bro?
He just did it, man.
Why are you deleting your text messages,
There's the smoking gun on that deal. I mean, this is why when you look at Michigan's, title, they're not going to vacate the title, okay? The NCAA, first off, Michigan have enough lawyers from here till Christmas to fight that thing off. But they are going to go after the coaches. So, Sharon Moore, he may be a head coach as long as that's Pope after John Paul. Or the first one before John Paul II. It ain't going to be lasting
too long. You know what?
Long.
And, Mike, the more I think about this, it does irritate me. Like, the one thing I don't want is you cheating me in college football to win a national championship.
Right.
I just that irritates me.
But the irony here is they couldn't beat Georgia and they were cheating Georgia. They were trying to steal Georgia stuff. Kirby, by the way, wouldn't take the bait when the media was asking about that last year.
He would not.
He wanted no part of that. But so and then Kirby took the high road. But you didn't beat Georgia and you beat Alabama. Look, you beat Nick Saban fair and square. You know why you beat Nick Saban? Because they couldn't snap the freaking ball. Okay, because the center couldn't snap the ball.
At
the end of the day, Jalen Milroe did a couple of boneheaded plays.
Well,
Alabama should have won that freaking game.
Alabama has welcomed him back to the family, though. I believe that young man is back. So,
that center's in Ohio State.
Didn't he transferred and came back with the boar? No, you're right. That's right. That's the other offensive lineman. He came back.
The center went to Ohio State. So watch him now. Maybe he can sabotage Ohio State's state championship run for Coach Ryan Day.
And
that Grecian formula number two.
I'll say this. It doesn't look good. It just doesn't.
No.
That's where we're at with the whole Michigan thing.
But a Michigan, like we said, they're never going to take the title away. You know, when's the last time we vacated a title? That was USC. Over Reggie Bush.
That's
and now that's called a Thursday. Now it's
Reggie's getting his Heisman back and all that, right?
Reinstated it. But I don't know. I'd like to think You just laid it out. You know the plan. I still got to go. They had Georgia's plan. Georgia's beat them up. They knew everything was Georgia was going to do, and Georgia still found a way to beat them.
Yeah, better
exactly.
players. Better. And that was a great game, but I just don't think at the end of the day, if you told me that's the reason why Michigan won, how many games did it affect? And that's the part we'll never know. Like, if you could show me, hey, they won five games last year because of this scandal.
If you believe the timeline, everything was stopped, and as soon as the word got out, again, this will be one that college, as we said, Ohio State fans, man, this is going to be one that's going to get people fired up at a bar for like the next 100 years.
It is. And by the way, Ryan Day better lay it on him this year.
Right.
I mean, seriously, he better lay it on him. Hey, we are live at Hooters Guys Firehouse. Subs brings you this hour. Enjoy more subs, save more lives. The most important story of the day is next.
The most important story of the day. Brought to you by MaximumCashHomeBuyers.com. Fair cash offers for as-is homes. Don't waste your time with repairs. Call 678-902-2000.
Falcons down in Miami getting ready to practice with the Dolphins Tuesday, Wednesday. We'll be bringing you the latest. And we're also going to have a couple of guests call in. We're talking about players from down in Miami. So we'll get the 411 on what's happening down there. It's Dukes and Bell, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game at Hooters, Mall of Georgia location. One of the stories, Mike, we did not talk about today, and it has a lot of NFL players talking around the league, and that is, who is the top player in the league? If I simply asked you that question on the street and stopped you, and you're an NFL fan, and I said, who's the top player in the league? I think it'd be consensus across the board. Number one, it would be Patrick Mahomes.
Right.
Is it Patrick Mahomes?
No. This, again, guys, this is the one the players, as Carl mentioned, decide themselves, and they go with Tyreek Hill.
How?
How, Sway?
How?
Yeah, I mean, well, somebody's got to get him the ball. I mean, like, I know he does some amazing things, and he can, you know, take any ball anywhere on the field and take it to the house against anyone, and I guess that's why the players feel he's number one. From the players, Tariq Hill comes in at number one. Number two, Lamar Jackson.
Wow.
And, like, tremendous skill set, but I don't know what Patrick – I mean, if Patrick Mahomes is going to use this as haterade fuel to get back to winning another Super Bowl, so be it. Christian McCaffrey comes in number three. He is the piece that stirs that drink offensively. We mentioned Mahomes at four. And then a guy that, again, we don't really talk much about because the Browns finally made the playoffs last year, but Myles Garrett is number five in the minds of NFL players.
All right, give me one through five again. Garrett, five. Who's four?
Four is Patrick Mahomes.
How?
Three, Christian McCaffrey. Yeah. Two, Lamar Jackson. And one is Tariq Hill. Now, I'm sorry, guys. Patrick Mahomes got to be number one on top of all of those guys. And I understand the argument for each of them to be in the top five. But, I mean, Mahomes doesn't do this through sheer luck. I mean, that team doesn't have star wide receivers.
No.
You got Kelsey, but you got a bunch of zeros and high tops that are out there. They draft dudes in the back of the NFL draft. They get production out of it, like Isaiah Pacheco. It's a lot of worker bees. The magic is Patrick Mahomes. To me, that equals the number one player in the league.
Yeah, and also he's just won back-to-back.
Correct.
I mean, and by
the
way,
they look deader than Dillinger against the Raiders at home. And Patrick Mahomes, they go into Buffalo after winning against the Dolphins. They go into Baltimore.
That's right.
That's got to count for something in this world as the best player in the league.
Yeah. The whole.
I know it's a team sport, but come on.
Well, here's the thing. What has Tyreek Hill done since he left Kansas City? Now, you're going to say he's put up great numbers, and that's fine. But he's not helped his team get over the hump, Mike. He didn't help the Dolphins last year when they went back to Kansas City to beat the Chiefs. So I just feel like you're looking at that and you're saying, all right, the most impactful player is Mahomes and the most important is Mahomes. I'm shocked that the guys voted that way. I would tell you this, though. Lamar, to me, would be number two. And I would have, if I was doing this list, I would have the Cheetah in the top five.
Right.
But he would not be one, two, or even maybe three. Because Christian McCaffrey is the guy, Mike. Take him off of that offense. 49ers, they're a completely different team.
Right.
So that's why I said you can win without Ayuk. You cannot win without Christian McCaffrey. So those would be my top three guys. I would tell you Mahomes, Lamar, and then I'd go Christian McCaffrey.
As far as the quarterbacks out there, Lamar Jackson, we mentioned one. Mahomes comes in at fourth on the list. Josh Allen comes in the 12th highest ranked player.
Wow.
So the third overall quarterback.
Sure, sure.
Fourth overall is Jalen Hurts, comes in at number 15.
Okay.
I think that's a little high for Jalen Hurts because sometimes, you know, he misses some throws. I know some of that was the offensive coaching last year down the stretch. Dak Prescott at 16. C.J. Stroud at 20.
He's on their butt.
Yeah, man. Brock Purdy's at 28. Jordan Love comes in 34. Tua's at 36. Joe Burrow's at 39. A lot of that's because of the injuries. On the back of it, we don't have the whole list in front of us, but on the back end, Aaron Rodgers, who didn't play a down last year, comes in at 92. Out of respect.
That's all that is. Well, he's been, what, a four-time MVP or whatever
right,
it
Trevor,
is?
Sunshine, Trevor Lawrence just got a huge contract extension. He's 94.
Wow. 404-726-0929. Speaking of the Chiefs today, Harrison Butker gets a new deal. He's the NFL's highest-paid kicker. Now, listen, nobody cares about kickers. Until you care about kickers.
Right.
You don't care about kickers until they're out there about to kick a field goal to win the game. This guy's been really good. I'm not talking about his political views. I don't care about that. What I do care about is 4 years, $25 million, Mike, $17 million guaranteed. Mm-hmm. He's now getting $6.4 million. We're talking about kickers almost in the range, and I think we will get there, of them making $8 to $10 million a year. That's what we're going to be talking about.
Well, I mean, two things. You know, he's really good. I mean, I guess the number one would be Tucker. Is it with the Ravens?
Yes, Justin.
Justin Tucker would be the number one guy. But this is another guy who's got to do it outdoors. I mean, those games are played in Arrowhead, in the elements. It's windy, it's cold, and he's generally been a money guy. And I can only think of one mini slump because I had him on my fantasy team 1 year. He's always been one of the elites. Seventh-round pick out of Georgia Tech. And again, I don't – you know, people get hung up on his world views. I mean, I should consider where he was speaking at the time. Regardless, the Chiefs, they're standing by their dude. He gets paid.
33 of 35 field goals for 94%. He went 6 of 6 from beyond 50 yards. Those are the big, by the way, big fantasy field goals. If you
yes.
are a fantasy guy.
The howitzer stuff that makes
yeah.
the big money.
Yeah, so he gets paid today. Speaking of the Chiefs, and, you know, we're going to see what this retooled Chiefs offense looks like. I've heard Xavier Worthy, Mike, making big catches down the field. I don't think they're going to miss a beat. I just don't. And I still believe the AFC goes through Kansas City.
Right.
I just do. I it's hard for me to say, oh, yeah, the Ravens will be better than they were last year. Or for that matter, the Bills will be better.
Right.
Maybe Cincinnati makes a jump and comes back if Burrow can play and be completely healthy. But this gets us back to Miami. They have fully invested in everybody, quarterback, wide right. receivers. What the heck is Miami going to do?
Yeah, I mean, great test for our Falcons. Again, we won't be privy to everything that goes down. Hopefully some of that stuff will make it to video. We'll get to see it, whether it's D-Lads articles or it's going to be on some NFL Network footage. But you got the best wide receivers, about mobile quarterback, decent offensive line, good challenge for our defense. And then certainly how our offensive line, you know, produces. And I think we're going to be a team that's going to score a lot of points in the
yep.
defense. We don't know who those stars are going to be. They're going to establish themselves. Part of that pecking order starts at how they do in these individual drills. Cousins will work. You're just not going to see him on TV. You'll see Penix on Friday. But it is interesting. You're right. I said this to Carl earlier. Buffalo had a window. I think they missed it for now. You know, Miami's got a window right now where you got Tua under contract. You got these guys under contract. You lost out on Christian Wilkins. You know, your defense had to retool.
Yep.
You brought in Calais Campbell. They gotta get the job done. For everybody crapping on Fangio, you and I talked about it earlier. Look, watch Miami's production those last three games. Look how bad they got humiliated in Baltimore. Remember that game? You know, look what they did in the playoffs. They just completely, the offense completely dried up. That's Coach Bruh.
Yeah, I want to see what happens with this team, not just this week with us, but now with the investment in the Tua and how they play through the course of the season. We're live at Hooters, guys, as we mentioned, coming up tonight, as a matter of fact. Is it at 7? Is it?
Our good buddy Mark Zeno?
Yes, that's who yeah. I was asking about.
By the way, real quick. I do have the schedule for the next couple of days.
Okay.
They're going to be practicing. They're trying to get these guys out of the heat. On Tuesday and Wednesday, it'll be 10 a.m. to 12:30.
Okay.
Followed by media availability. So by the time we get on the air,
we'll be talking
to
some of these
some
dudes.
Fresh sound.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah, that's good. And by the way, if I'm a player, that's what I want. I don't want to be practicing and down there in Miami, Mike, at 4.
Yeah, they're not in that. I mean, I'm sure they have an indoor facility, but it's right next to the Hard Rock. You've seen it on the season of Hard Knocks, right next to the Hard Rock. By the way, speaking of some hard knocks. The Lions and Giants had one of those cross scrimmages today, and apparently Daniel Jones jumped right in the middle of the fray. He swung
what?
Home because quarterback trying to set the tone for, I guess, his team and a good way to lead by example and get some guys on your side,
yeah.
as you've been basically a punching bag for good reason the last couple of seasons. But Daniel Jones apparently right in the middle of a scrum. They got everybody going bananas. Our good buddy Ross Tucker was at the practice today, and he said that Malik Nabers is putting on like a highlight reel in just one practice. Him and Daniel Jones apparently got some chemistry.
Well, I hope so, man. I mean, look, Nabers was special. I mean, he was great in college, and Mike, if he can be as good with Daniel Jones, then they've got something building,
right.
you know. But I go back to, you know, the decision to move on from Saquon Barkley and maybe how much that helps the Eagles in that division versus how it may hurt the Giants.
Right.
But this is what they went. They went with the number one wide receiver in the draft. We're going to see if it helps. If I'm Daniel Jones, though, you said it. I just want to go out and be down and show that I've got my teammates' backs. It's not ever smart. And I'm sure the coaching staff, I'm sure Brian Daboll's like, come over here. We need to talk because I'm paying you a lot of money to not hurt your arm. And here you are jumping in a fray with guys that, you know, will twist your arm around. Right. It's just not smart. But from a team standpoint, I think it goes a long way.
Yeah, man, that's the kind of respect. Like we saw it today. Again, I know it's not open to the public, but one of the big moments today in Falcons practice, and it wasn't a full contact practice. It was like a glorified walkthrough. There was some game simulations. But we saw A.J. Terrell with a pick six, and the defense went bananas. Like, they just won the Little League World Series, right? They're little kids. They were going nuts. That's the camaraderie. That's the vibe. With some of the media, some of those media people don't understand the kind of juice. Guys working together as a group. His success is your success. They saw that. So A.J. Terrell with a blitz today that would have been a sack. So there's some cool things popping. But that's the kind of stuff these guys feed off of, man.
Yeah,
I like it.
Yeah, and by the way, you don't think Jimmy Lake or, you know, Coach Gray are in these meetings going, hey, by the way, we got to up our number in interceptions. We got to get more picks. We got to get more turnovers. So when you get those in practice, you celebrate that because hopefully you play like you practice, Mike.
Right.
And that's the key. It was good to see A.J. And by the way, it was not an easy interception.
Like,
the way he turned his body and picked that ball off, it was a pretty difficult interception.
And we said this earlier. I got a couple guys hit us up on the text line, a couple guys on Twitter saying, I don't believe it. A fade route? Proof. No picture. It didn't happen. We were talking earlier. That was from Jesse. We were talking earlier about, for guys, you know, for years we used to say, man, how can't Julio Jones, one of the greatest gifted athletes to ever wear a Falcon uniform, get that high point catch, that fade? And just like that final play in the Patriots playoff game, right in front of me at the freaking goal line.
Blew it.
We just never seem to get it. Today, Kirk Cousins throws a beautiful, the way it's supposed to be thrown. You and I were there. Crow and I literally, if there was a movie, there'd be music and like strings and an orchestra.
And
it was
and
like
people hugging.
And like, oh, it was glorious.
And people kissing.
And Drake London goes up like on a step ladder and plucks it down.
Yeah.
And I think you're going to see some of that with Pitts from Kirk Cousins too.
There was no picture because we were all in stunned silence watching this happen for the first time in a decade.
Well, I hope. Thank you, Oren. I hope there is more of this. And when you see the size of Kyle Pitts, there's just no reason why you couldn't throw that pass. There's no reason why you can't throw that route. Hey, we're coming back. We're going to wrap things up, tell you a couple of other things going on with the Braves. Today is an off day for the Braves, by the way. And as we said, Mark Zeno's got you at 7 o'clock, so stick around for that. It's Dukes and Bell live at Hooters. Back here live at Hooters, having a good time as always. It's good to see some familiar faces, man. It's funny because one of the gentlemen we had seen in a month, Mike, came out here. He's also an Alabama fan.
Right. And he's like the anti-Jerome. He's a happy Alabama fan.
Right.
Look at him at the end of the bar. He's just
he's chilling.
Happy, interacting with the bartenders.
Yep.
He's just having a good time.
No, it's the big difference.
Meanwhile, Jerome is one of these guys who talks on the phone, holding the phone 5 inches from his face. Yeah, man, that's the guy. Jerome is the guy. When you land at Hartsfield-Jackson, yeah, we just landed. No, man, no, we're on the tarmac. No, I'm in Atlanta.
Yeah.
No, it's going to be a minute. He's that guy. I mean, what is going on over here? Why is he doing that?
I don't know.
Why do people do that? Nobody wants to hear your freaking conversation.
Well, first of all, why are you putting it on speaker mode when you're in a public place?
Yeah, nobody wants to hear about this, man. What's going on?
Put your headsets on.
Yeah, man, come on. Get your earbuds. Jackleg.
Mike, you were talking about, and by the way, Braves off tonight. They'll be back at it tomorrow. We'll talk with Grant and get into this Milwaukee series. It was disappointing for them to split the four games, as we talked about throughout the course of the show today. But I think the worst news is that Ronaldo Lopez is now back on, you know, the 15 IL.
It just seems like we can't catch a break. You know, you're feeling pretty good. We get the Phillies down to five. They're stumbling and bumbling on their road trip, Brian. Bryce Harper can't hit. And then all of a sudden, you know, you just lost two to one of the teams that got gutted at the trade deadline. And you're it's not even leaving guys on base. There weren't many guys to get in any position to score.
It's true.
So, frustrating loss there. I know that Ronaldo Lopez, because the way he was used and the extended, you know, let's be honest, they handled it the right way. They kind of slow rolled it. Anytime he got near 80 pitches, they'd shut it down, no matter where he was in the game. But you got to worry about a guy whose workload has increased you're asking a reliever to be a starter. So you and I both kind of rolled our eyes when we saw that news from Grant and from Dave O'Brien. Hey, real quick, I was telling Carl during the commercial break, as I'm often doing, Carl's just trying to get on the computer. I'm just like, but I did find this story. You and I were talking about this last week. Why do we suck so bad at 3-on-3 basketball? I mean, we got the best basketball players on the planet.
We do, but they're not playing in the 3-on-3.
Well, our buddy Brian Windhorst, he took time from Riding LeBron's Jock to write an article that brings up some great points about why, and this is on ESPN this morning. I saw like the tail end of this. They apparently, FIBA, which is, you know, the Association for International Hoops, they basically want countries to be a part of 3-on-3 all the time. So, like, basically what he was saying is Kyrie Irving can't just show up and be on a 3-on-3 game.
Why not?
Exactly. They got these dopey rules. He goes, if you really want to talk about it, Windhorst says FIBA doesn't want the U.S. to be good at 3-on-3. They really want that for countries who can't field 5-on-5 teams. So they do all these things. They have different layers and layers of things you have to qualify to do. I just don't mean the team. He said individual NBA stars can't just show up one day and say, hey, I'm on Team USA in 3-on-3.
Okay.
Because if we could, we'd grease the planet.
Well, that's the thing. That's why it should be that way.
I mean, as opposed to Jimmer frickin' Fredette,
yeah,
who's out there. The qualification system is based on a player and team, rewarding those who play in more tournaments. So basically, you got to get NBA guys or our best college players to play in 3-on-3, in addition to what they're doing, which they're not going to do.
No.
So that's why we get Germany and other countries beating us in this, and we look like a bunch of bums.
All right. Well, that's good to know.
I don't know about you guys. If you're going to put it on TV and it's USA, I want to win everything we compete in, you know, whether it's kayaking or
sure.
It's like Scotty Scheffler winning the gold medal. Just don't want to, you know, see the deck stacked against me.
I don't disagree. But that rule is going to negate us from doing that, because I wasn't aware of that either. I think, you know, most people just feel like guys,
and the best women are playing in the WNBA. They're not going to be playing some jackleg 3-on-3 thing.
No, but I think most guys are like, man, you know, if you want to go play 3-on-3, great. And I think most people believe that a lot of guys that are in the NBA who are making $25, $30, $40 million, they don't want to go play 3-on-3. But that's not the case. The rules are not allowing them, even if they wanted to go participate.
Correct.
All right.
So that's why. That's why we're so bad at that.
You know what I've heard as a proposed idea, though?
What's that?
For the next Olympics, because they'll probably all be retired by that point, LeBron, KD, Steph.
Oh, it's in a 3-on-3.
There's your big three.
How old will they be? 60?
Well, that's just, LeBron, I was going to say.
Probably 44.
How Steph ambulatory are they going to be?
Hey,
pass the ball to me. Hurry.
I mean, why don't you throw Shaq in there, too? He can be sponsored
pass.
By Icy Hot.
These kids don't know the value of a bounce pass.
Bob Cousy, chest pass.
Come on, man.
I was going to say, yeah, but, I mean, that's just at the point where, yeah, I mean, you got to have guys that are ambulatory, you know, at that stage. You're right. Just add Shaq to that mix, man. No, I was watching some of these sports. Some people feel, and that's why, you know, in years past, Carl, I've been like, there's so many goofy things.
There are a lot of goofy
in the Olympics.
Things.
And it's like, but this year, I got to be honest, I watched more this year than I've had in the last three.
What would you be good at from watching the Olympics? What could you do you feel like you could compete at? Because I was talking about this weekend, and there's only about three things.
The crazy serve they throw on the ping pong. Next time we play ping pong, you try one of those crazy ass spin serves.
I can't even do that. And if you play somebody who can do that, you're going to lose. Because when they put that spin on there, you think it's going one way, and it goes another.
Right.
I don't even think I could do the ping pong.
Oh, I think one thing for sure, if I was going to pole vault.
Fencing?
I wouldn't have to worry about getting my junk caught on the bar. I don't have that problem, like that French guy. I don't have to worry about that.
No. That's a package. What is it that you think you could do? Seriously. The swimming? I couldn't do that.
Yeah, I mean, you know, 50 years ago, I might have been able.
The guys in the pool, the water polo?
The water polo. I told
it's
you.
It's unbelievable.
We saw a match down in Fort Lauderdale where they have the swimming museum and the diving. Those cats are in unbelievable shape. And
yes.
They actually make a little coin. They don't make a lot of money, but they have a league over in Italy and they play in Europe. But those dudes, I mean, talk about all that work and sweat and toil to be in the greatest shape, and nobody watches your freaking sport.
It's true. Yeah, I watch some of these sports, and then I'm like, there was a sport, Mike, they were rafting.
Yeah.
You know?
That man-made course, which is pretty wild.
And I'm like, I couldn't even do that. These people are like moving through obstacles, and I'm like, hey, that couldn't even do that.
I know I've gone whitewater rafting, but you know, that's pretty much, you know, you hit like the class 5 and they tell you what to do.
But you're getting points here.
Hey,
Carl. You're trying to collect points. Yeah, man.
Breakdancing starts on Friday.
What's that?
Breakdancing starts on Friday.
This is going to be the goofiest thing in the world.
I can't watch it.
I can't wait to see these Eastern European guys doing this stuff. As if
watch me come in here next week.
Hanging out with a cardboard and throw it down on the floor and go to town.
Watch me be like next week. The breakdancing was incredible.
They're all going to look like Vanilla Ice.
I've said it. You've been over to Europe. There's a lot of guys who can't dance to the beat over there, man.
Yeah.
I can't wait to see this in action.
Well, here's the thing, too. Like, what's the scoring system for that? Like, one guy does a helicopter. Okay, the next guy does a helicopter. I mean, how do you score that right. He was better at it than the other guy?
It's probably like gymnastics where it's more artistic. Of how you mess up. Like, if you mess something up as opposed to what you do right.
Yeah. Because, again, the art of breakdancing, okay, for those of us.
The art form.
Yes, of us who actually was the battle, and you could do moves that the other guy couldn't do.
Right.
My guess is all of these guys are going to be able to do the same move because you could finish your routine right. with something, you know, you're on one hand and you're hanging in the air, and everybody be like, oh!
So
because that was what was cool.
So is there going to be a level of difficulty in the pop lock?
This is what I'm saying. This is what I'm saying. I can't watch. I'm not going to be able to.
It's going to be scored based on six criteria: creativity, personality, technique, versatility, performance skills, and musicality.
So musicality.
So wait a minute, personality. Makeup. What am I smiling the whole time while I'm breaking?
None of those are like tangible things.
Technique, well, performance, and creativity make up 60%.
But it's like when we watch the gymnastics and you hear these, she had the one toe was not 100% vertical. You're like, what?
Ridiculous.
I mean, all these different deductions, etc. But I'm with Carl. I mean, there'll be degrees of difficulty. Like, if we can't win breakdancing, Carl, what? I don't know what color the sun is.
Nine judges.
You can't get that done.
You know, it started in New York, man. Yeah. If we can't win that, I don't know if we can win anything.
I mean, it's bad enough that we got to put like the Geritol squad out there for Dream Team. We can't win breakdancing. What's this world coming to?
I'm with you. All right, Big O, man. After this Olympic conversation, we got to get out of here. Let's clear our throat.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Get your head in the financial game with smart investing and budgeting tips straight from the nerds. NerdWallet's experts will set future you up for success with dependable, fact-based insights. No financial misinformation allowed. Learn how to save on your summer vacation, find your next credit card or loan for a big purchase, and invest in your next index fund. Make smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.